Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes, and Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilui Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Basav, Yaakov, Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now in the previous Mishnah, we had started talking about a Shiara, a caravan which was traveling Erev Shabbos, and they found themselves encamped in the valley for Shabbos. And we had discussed how is it that they can surround their camp with proper mechitzas so they can carry within it on Shabbos. And now with this Mishnah, the next one, we're going to mention two more ways that they can surround their camp. Number one, Makifen Shloisha Chavalim Zelamalamize Vizelamalamize. They can surround their camp with three ropes, one on top of another, Ubovad Shalehe Bin Chaval Chavere Shloisha Tvachim, as long as there isn't three Tvachim in between each rope. And Shir Chavalim, the Avyon Yasr al Tefach. The shear of these ropes and their thickness has to be altogether more than a Tefach, Kadei Shehe Hakal Asar Tvachim, so that everything altogether can be 10 Tvachim. So let's understand what we just learned. Number one, as we know, the minimum height of Mechitza needs to be is 10 tfachim. So with just three thin ropes, we're going to create a mechitza that's 10 tfachim high. How so? So number one, we have a concept called lavud, and lavud closes gaps. If we have a gap, if we have a space of less than three tfachim in between two things, we view that space as if it's closed, even though you could put your hand in it and you could wave it around, put things through it. Halachically, it's considered like it's closed. So what we need to do is take these three ropes and we need to place them within three tfachim of each other. So let's start doing that. Count less than three tefachim from the ground, place a rope there, count less than three tefachim from that first rope, put another rope there, and then count less than three tefachim from that second rope, and then place a third rope there. So now we have three gaps of less than three tefachim, and they're all viewed as closed. And the Mishnah clarifies that the thickness of all the ropes together has to be a little bit more than a tefach. Why is that so? Well, we have three gaps of less than three tefachim. So three gaps of less than three tefachim is a little bit less than 9 tefachim, but we need 10 tefachim. So what are we supposed to do? The thickness of the ropes all together is a little bit more than 1 tefach. So you do the math. A little bit less than 9 tefachim plus a little bit more than 1 tefach is a total of 10 tefachim. Here we have our 10 tefach enclosure. Moving on to Mishnah Yud with another suggestion. Makifin bekanim. The camp could be surrounded with reeds or with sticks. Now the sticks are being placed in the ground. Obviously the sticks are 10 tefachim tall. And what's the chiddush over here? Ubavad shelo yehei bein kanal chaveiro shloisha tefachim. As long as the space in between these sticks is not three tefachim. And this works the same as the previous Mishnah. We have lavud, so lavud closes the gaps in between the sticks, and here we have a proper fence. Now we're going to have a four-way machlokes. Bashiyara dibru divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that this is only when we're dealing with a shiyara, a caravan. A caravan is when we have three people or more. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're only makel to make such a mechitza when we're dealing with a whole caravan of people traveling. But if we have one person that's traveling by himself, and he finds himself in this valley for Shabbos, he has to make himself a proper mechitza. What's a proper mechitza? Shesi and Erev. Shesi means vertical, that means up and down, and Erev means horizontal. So he has to make a proper mechitza that has ropes and sticks or whatever it is going both horizontally and vertically. And we're only makel with his mechitza of either horizontal or vertical when we're dealing with a shiara. However, the Chachamim say, they only mentioned Shiara because that's the most common thing. People commonly traveled in a caravan. They didn't travel by themselves. So that's why we mentioned caravan. But if a person happened to be traveling by himself and he found himself in a valley for Shabbos, so according to the Chachamim, he's allowed to make a mechitza even though it's just Shesi or Erev. Here's a third opinion. Call mechitza she'ene shel shesi v'shel Erev. And a mechitza which is not made both of vertical and horizontal things, ain't a mechitza, it's not a proper mechitza. Div Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. He's very machmir. The Chachamim say, now this is a different Chachamim than we just had, Echad Mishnei Dvarim, it could be either one of the two. Now what's the difference between this Chachamim and the previous Chachamim? So the previous Chachamim were makel to have a mechitza of either Shesi or Erev only when we're dealing with someone who's traveling and they're out in the sticks, they're in the middle of nowhere, so then we can be makel with them. But if a person's in town, he's in the city or he's in the neighborhood, he's with a whole bunch of other people and he wants to make himself a kosher mechitza, so then he has to make it both out of Shesi and Erev. Whereas the second Chachamim, they hold, it doesn't make a difference how many people we're talking about or where they're located, a mechitza that's made either just out of Shesi, vertical, or out of Erev, horizontal. Either of these mechitzas is kosher, and we actually paskin like these second Chachamim. Now once we had started talking about an encampment of sorts, we're going to continue talking about a different type. The Mishnah says, Arba dvarim patru b'machane. There are four things that the Chachamim patterned when we're dealing with a camp of soldiers going out to war. Number one, Mivin Eitzim Mikol Makayim. These soldiers are allowed to take wood from wherever they find it. If they find that a person has a woodshed, this fellow had chopped wood, it's nice and dry, it's bundled, ready for use, they can take that wood for themselves. Number two, Urptun Merchitzas Yadayim. They're potter from washing their hands, meaning before they eat their bread, they don't have to wash their hands on Netilas Yadayim. They do have to wash Mayim Achroinim, but they don't have to wash Netilas Yadayim before the Suda. That's because we're not Matriach them to go find water. Number three, Umidmai. We allow them to eat Demai without having to do anything to it. Now we know that Demai is produce that came from an Am Haaretz, and we don't know if the Am Haaretz took off proper Maestres. So usually, before a person eats Demai, he has to take off proper Maestres from it. Soldiers don't have to do so, they can eat the Demai as is. And number four, Umila Arev, they do not have to make an Erev Chatzeres in between their tents. Once they surrounded the entire camp with a mechitza, so they don't have to make an Erev Chatzeres to carry in between the tents. And we're going to talk about exactly what an Erev Chatzeres is later on, but we're making with this as well for these soldiers. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.